the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Wednesday, December 11th, 2019. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. Here are the headlines. Dominica's Association of Evangelical Churches, President Pastor Rodney Rodney, tells religious leaders who engage in aiding and abetting politicians in state corruptions that they will be heavily judged by God. And UNHP Chief Dr. Natalia Kanem has announced that every day 33,000 girls under the age of 18 are married, often against their will, and one in three women will face sexual violence. Five Islamic extremist rebels who attacked the presidential palace in the Somalia capital on Tuesday were killed by security forces in a shootout that saw a heavily fortified government complex in a nearby hotel. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. The details of these stories and more coming up next.
Rare products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
And we're back. Popular pastor and president of the Dominica Association of Evangelical Churches, Randy Rodney, tells all religious leaders who have engaged in aiding and abetting politicians in state corruption that their deeds, which contribute to manipulating power, will be heavily judged by God. Additionally, Rodney advised these religious leaders who are guilty and hypocritically profess the word of God to publicly ask for the forgiveness of their fellow citizens.
Those of you Christians, pastors, evangelists, apostle, prophet, priest, bishop, pope, whatever you call yourself, who knowingly keep turning your eyes away from corruption and blessing the corrupter, you will receive the judgment of Micah. You will understand what God meant because you went hand in glove with them. And if you ask me what that is, let me tell you what some of you have been involved in. Some of you have been involved in spreading the cool out for inducements. And according to the law, my colleague pastor, my colleague evangelist, my colleague priest, whatever you are, according to the law, you have broken it. You have bribed and you have tricked. And if you have done that, you have broken the law. You must go back to the people and ask them forgiveness. You must come to the public and ask forgiveness, because you too will have to stand against the God whom you say you serve. And you have no rhyme or reason talking to anybody about anything spiritual if you are not able to say to them, look, that is what I do. You criticize people for fornication, you criticize them for adultery, you criticize them for all kind of tree that have, but you have no claim the tree that you need to ask forgiveness for.
And that was a popular pastor and president of the Dominica Association of Evangelical Churches, Rodney Rodney. And after having failed to facilitate speedy negotiations with the DPSU, the Skerrit-led DLP regime now says it wants to establish a new mechanism whereby public officers can lodge complaints on matters that affect them. This is according to Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit at his swearing-in ceremony held over the weekend. Mr. Skerrit says he understands that there is a process whereby they can write to the Public Service Commission, but he believes that the cabinet needs to take a keener interest in the welfare of the public servants. He added that there are too many cases of public complaints which are legitimate and which can be addressed.
I believe that we need to put a system in place where people who are grieved by the actions of the administrator of the public service have an opportunity for the cases to be heard. I understand that they can write to a public service commission and so forth. But as the cabinet, I believe, needs to take a keener interest in the welfare of the public servants, public officers, and to provide them with an avenue where they can express their concerns. And if they feel that they've been unfairly treated, that they can be given an opportunity to be heard. There are just too many of those complaints going around, and some of which are legitimate concerns. And I don't think it is fair for us to pretend that it's not happening.
He says that there are concerns which he's going to address frontally in the immediate future.
And I intend to deal with this frontally, whether it's in the police force or nursing or teaching or in the administration of the public service. We have to find a mechanism to address that. The idea of people acting in a position for 10 years, the idea of people not appointed for 15 years, they do not know whether they're coming or they're going, they cannot go to the bank and get any sizable loan to build their homes, they're unable to assist their students studying because their tenure at work is uncertain. I think these are legitimate fears that people have, and we have to address it in a very urgent manner.
And that was a Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt. And entrepreneurs will have an opportunity to showcase their goods and services at the second annual Strictly Local Christmas Village 2019. The Strictly Local Christmas Village is organized by Dominica's Import and Export Agency, Dexia, in collaboration with the Dominica Whitey Kubli Artists Association, as well as the Dominica Arts and Craft Producers, DACPA, Dominica Health and Wellness Association, and Dominica Manufacturers Association, as well as other local businesses. Information Officer at Dexia Ayola Georgia says that ultimately the goal is contributing positively to the economy of Dominica. She spoke on the many activities to be had at this year's event and encourages the persons to actively participate.
Well, ultimately, we want to contribute positively to the economy of Dominica. And having an event such as Strictly Local Christmas Village, we definitely can do that. So we encourage everyone to come. You can come on your lunch break if you're working. If you're on holidays, you can come throughout the whole day. We have the return of our entertainment activities in the afternoons of each day. So the first day we'll have poetry prose. This is organized by members of WA, who said that it's going to be a very interesting activity. As a matter of fact, their activity might span the entire day. So they're going to have things like interactive painting, where an artist will start a painting and then somebody will be called from the audience to complete the painting. There will be live painting where, you know, you can see an artist do an entire painting in front of your eyes. There will be dancing and singing and so forth.
Mr. George also spoke on the musical and artistically cultured fashion segments and encouraged persons to support the event.
And then the Thursday, the focus will be on music. You'll have different local persons coming to perform. And then the Friday, we'll have a fashion extravaganza where the fashion designers who are vending will display their accessories, their clothing, and we may incorporate some local produce from the Rosa Market in that particular activity, which is being spearheaded by Miss Ruth Augustine from Dominica's Next Supermodel Inc. So there's a lot of activities happening within this one event, and we just invite all Dominicans to come and support Strictly Local Christmas Village. It's all about supporting your neighbors, your friends, your relatives, and help them grow their businesses.
And that was Information Officer Dexia Ayola George. And the President of the Dominica Amateur Basketball Association, or DABA, and Executive Director of the 767 Sports Movement, Dustin Margie Peters, is urging all registered members to attend a major general meeting on Thursday, 12 December 2019, from 5:30 p.m. at the conference room of the Windsor Park Sports Stadium.
The Dominica Amateur Basketball Association will be having a special general meeting on Thursday, 12 December at the Windsor Park Conference Room at 5:30 p.m. We are asking all teams to please make a special effort to have a delegate present.
Peters told QFM News on Tuesday that the meeting is geared at updating the general body on the recent achievements and future plans for the ABA, as well as to fill vacant positions in the association's executive.
This meeting is to update the general body as to where the executive is at with Dominica Basketball and where we are headed. It will also be the opportunity for us to fill in a few vacant positions on the executive body.
And that was the Dominica Amateur Basketball Association President and Executive Director of the 767 Sports Movement, Dustin Maggie Peters. And statements have been released by former Attorney Generals of Dominica, Bernard Wilshire and Henry Dyer, as it pertains to the 2019 December 6 general election. It reads, on December 6, 2019, general elections were held in Dominica on the basis of rigged electoral lists. Notwithstanding the initial statements by the elections observers respecting the holding of free and fair elections, because electors were able on December 6, 2019 to peacefully access some of the polling stations and cast their ballots in the presence of the elections officers and polling agents. The conduct of the December 6, 2019 general elections was marked by many irregularities. First, the mere fact that electors were able on December 6, 2019 to peacefully access some of the polling stations and cast their ballots in the presence of election officers and polling agents is not in and of itself sufficient to make those elections credible. Secondly, the elections lacked the basic characteristics of inclusiveness, transparency, accountability, and competitiveness needed for such elections to be considered credible. Thirdly, the elections were held under conditions of fear and intimidation by the security forces that were present in Dominica on the invitation of the president of Dominica, Charles A. Savre. To this end, we note with deep concern the reports respecting the indiscriminate tear gassing of sleeping residents in the community of Salisbury and Marigot and the related reckless and careless shooting of innocent persons, including an American citizen and a Haitian national who is a minor. We also note with further concern the reports respecting double voting, multiple voting, and impersonation of voters, whether alive or dead, that occurred during the holding of the December 6, 2019 general elections. We further note with deep concern the reports respecting the illegal removal of names of numerous qualified electors from the electoral lists in several constituencies, and in addition, we are alarmed by reports respecting the open and illegal distribution of cash known by operative organizers and activists of the Dominican Labour Party to voters within the precincts of several polling stations, including polling stations at Layu, Bells, Salibia, Newtown, Bath Estate, and also in the Roseau Valley. We also strongly condemn the refusal by the Dominica Labour Party government to implement the smallest of changes to the outdated and loose electoral laws, as well as the failure of the Electoral Commission to enforce those laws. We also strongly condemn the involvement of the Dominica Labour Party in the illegal movement of not less than 3,000 voters into and out of Dominica for the elections in what is a clear case of bribery and treating. More importantly, we strongly condemn the use of the constitutional and the statutory powers of the Prime Minister, the President of the Electoral Commission, for an unlawful purpose, namely unlawfully frustrating the will of the people residing in Dominica to elect a government of their choice. And the irregularities that reportedly occurred during the holding of these general elections are a direct result of the absence of a proper means of identifying voters and the absence of an effective mechanism to prevent persons from voting more than once in the same election. Similarly, we note that a report from the joint CARICOM Commonwealth OAS special mission to Dominica in August 6th, 9th, 2019, where it stated that an unsuccessful attempt at electoral reform could have serious consequences. We are of the view that the outdated and loose election laws in the hands of the Prime Minister and the President of the Electoral Commission have collectively become a weapon of oppression. The effective use of this weapon of oppression during the electoral and election process is likely to affect the enjoyment of fundamental rights in Dominica. Unfortunately, it would appear that the election observers were not required to note those irregularities, or in the alternative, if these irregularities were noted, they have been summarily dismissed in their initial statements. In the circumstances, we as fair-minded observers and electors cannot treat or recognize the elections as being credible, fair, or valid. We therefore call on all fair-minded Dominicans and institutions, whether locally, regionally, and internationally, to refuse to recognize the Roosevelt-Skerrita government installed on the basis of these practices and to support the call for fresh elections on a proper and fair voting system within 6 months. Signed by Bernard Wilshire, Henry Dyer, former Attorney Generals of Dominica. And in other news, UNHP Chief Dr. Natalia Kanem has announced that every day 33,000 girls under the age of 18 are married, often against their will, and one in three women will face sexual violence. Ending these scourges is the aim of the 16 Days Against Violence campaign led by the UN Sexual and Reproductive Health Agency, UNFPA, which ended on Tuesday, 10th December 2019, Human Rights Day. Here is the agency's Executive Director, Dr. Natalia Kanem.
The 16 Days Against Violence campaign ends today on Human Rights Day, and it is really important to highlight the prevalence, how common violence against women and girls is. And it's also really important to act during the decade of action on the Sustainable Development Goals. These 16 days are crucial. It's shocking that gender-based violence is so prevalent. 1 in 3 women or girls in their lifetime affected. And in some of the places where the UN serves, like South Sudan, you might as well say 1 in 1, because the prevalence is at 90%. And this is trauma. This is trauma that's not only physical, but as women have told me over and over, the wound that you don't see is the one that cuts the deepest.
And that was UNFPA Executive Director Dr. Natalia Kanem. Also in other news, 5 heavily armed Islamic extremist rebels attacked the presidential palace in Somalia's capital on Tuesday before all were killed by security forces in a shootout that spread from the heavily fortified government complex to a nearby hotel, police says. At least 3 people were killed in the firefight at the SYL hotel, which lasted about 2 hours and was marked by sustained gunfire, punctuated by grenade blasts, said Ahmed Ali, a Somali police officer. He says that 20 others, including government officials, have been rescued from the hotel as security forces and guards fought off the attackers, denying them access to the hotel frequented by government officials and Mogadishu's elite, he says. Police Captain Mohamed Hussein says that soldiers shot dead 3 attackers near the entrance to the presidential residence and then killed the last 2 near the parking lot of the nearby hotel after they took positions by the kitchen area close to the first gate of the hotel compound. Somalia's extreme rebels, Al-Shabaab, have claimed responsibility for the attack, according to an announcement on their Andalus radio station. The attack appeared to have been the new tactical shift by the rebels, where previously they have used car bombs at heavily fortified targets to blow openings for gunmen to enter onto foot. These assaults were carried out completely by gunmen on foot, and security officials says that new security measures, including multiple checkpoints across Mogadishu, have been made difficult for these rebels to sneak car bombs into the capital cities and have forced the rebels to stage an attack on foot. And that's the morning news. Here's a recap of the headlines. Dominica's Association of Evangelical Churches President Pastor Randy Rodney tells religious leaders who engage in aiding and abetting politicians and the state of corruptions that they will be heavily judged by God. UNHB Chief Dr. Natalia Kanem has announced that every day 33,000 girls under the age of 18 are married, often against their will, and 1 in 3 of these women will face sexual violence. And 5 Islamic extremist rebels who attacked the presidential palace in the Somalia capital on Tuesday were killed by security forces in a shootout from a heavily fortified government complex to a nearby hotel. The news was brought to you for the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. I've been your presenter, Hassan Robinson.
Of the hour news, as it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens.